Track 5, Prominent People of Norfolk. Who's our famous Norfolk person this time, Tony?
Where to begin with this most famous of Norfolk's sons? Seasickness, nepotism, affairs out of marriage could have tarnished the reputation of the admirable Admiral Lord Horatio Nelson, but his legacy has only gained strength over the centuries. He was born in North Norfolk to a relatively prosperous family, citing lords and even the first British Prime Minister as relatives. He was educated at Paston Grammar School in North Walsham and then at King Edward VI Grammar School in Norwich's Cathedral Close. This was the Georgian period, seemingly so different from ours, where social climbing was paramount and, as we shall hear, engagements were strictly upheld. His naval career began on the 1st of January 1771, when he reported to the third-rate HMS Reasonable as an ordinary seaman and coxswain under his uncle, Maurice Suckling, who commanded the vessel. Shortly after reporting aboard, Nelson was appointed a midshipman and began officer training. Early in his service, Nelson discovered he experienced seasickness, a chronic issue he experienced for the rest of his life. Building a career at sea, despite the seasickness, Nelson proved himself a great commander and strategist, winning a succession of crucial sea battles. In 1784, Nelson met Frances Fanny Nisbet, a young widow from a Nevis plantation family. Nelson developed an affection for her, and in response her uncle, John Herbert, offered him a massive dowry. Both Herbert and Nisbet concealed the fact that their famed riches were a fiction, and Fanny did not disclose she was infertile due to a womb infection. Once they were engaged, Herbert offered Nelson nowhere near the dowry he had promised. During the Georgian era, breaking a marital engagement was seen as quite dishonourable, and so Nelson and Nisbet were married in 1787. He must have been away at sea a lot, and on returning to Britain would see Fanny at Burnham Thorpe and socialise in Bath with a family called the Hamiltons. Celebrations were held in honour of Nelson's birthday in September 1798, and he attended a banquet at the Hamiltons' house, where other officers had begun to notice his attentions to Emma, Lady Hamilton. Nelson attended court and was guest of honour at many banquets and balls. During this period, Fanny Nelson and Lady Emma Hamilton met for the first time. Nelson was reported being cold and distant to his wife, while his attentions to Lady Hamilton and her obesity became the subject of gossip. With the marriage breaking down, Nelson began to hate even being in the same room as Fanny. Events came to a head around Christmas when, according to Nelson's solicitor, Fanny issued an ultimatum on whether he would choose her or Lady Hamilton. Nelson replied he loved Fanny but could not forget his obligations to Lady Hamilton. Nelson and Fanny never lived together again. And then there's the Battle of Trafalgar. At the turn of the 19th century, Napoleon was in his despotic period and various European countries came together to defeat his rising popularity. After some minor campaigns, Britain allied with Austria, Russia and several minor powers to form the Third Coalition in April 1805. On the 21st of October 1805, the Franco-Spanish fleet came out of port and Nelson's fleet engaged them at the Battle of Trafalgar. His signal just prior to the commencement of the battle, "England expects that every man will do his duty," is regularly quoted and paraphrased. The battle became Britain's greatest naval victory, but Nelson, aboard HMS Victory, was fatally wounded by a French marksman. His body was brought back to England, where he was accorded a state funeral and considered a hero. England's greatest seaman, a Norfolk boy who took on the world and had a column named after him in London, and a statue that John Noakes climbed up to.
Thank you, Tony. Nelson's private life was certainly colourful. I once heard that as a boy he ran away from school in Norwich because he wasn't allowed to bring his pet sheep to school. Although that could just be a bit of bear humbug.